Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, on this Friday, Chloe is joining us. People go out on first dates. They have a great time. They think the other person's having a great time, too. But some disconnect is happening because after a text or two after that first date, there's just no response, almost like you're being ghosted. So what's really going on? Well, we're here to find out on second date update. Chloe is joining us. Chloe, just let's start at the beginning. Tell us what is going on with Robert.
Yeah, so we went out a few weeks ago, and honestly, he's just ghosting me for some reason. I have no idea why.
Okay, and how, you said a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
What'd you guys do? What was your date like?
So we went to see the new Deadpool movie, which was a lot of fun. Okay. We had dinner first, and then we went to the movie after.
Dinner, movie.
Okay. And that's good because...
Yeah. Some conversation in there. We always kind of say, you know, movie itself is...
Not, you know, really a great first date idea. Anyway, can you think of anything that might have happened during dinner that might have given him second thoughts?
No, nothing that would make him not want to call me. I honestly cannot think of anything.
And why do you, Chloe, want to see Robert so badly again for a second date?
Like you said, you know, the dinner part was fantastic because we got to have such great conversation, and I just felt like we had really good chemistry.
Okay. Here's what we can offer you, Chloe. We can try Robert. We're going to call him with your approval. And if he, if he answers, agrees to come on our show, we're going to ask him some questions. Just ask him, do you want to see Chloe again?
Just know that if it's been a couple weeks, right? Like sometimes the longer it's been, the harder it is for us to get a second date. But we hope we can get some closure for you.
You good with that?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming to us. Again, you can message us. Always, you've been out on a great first date, and you can't get the other person to even respond for a second. Do what Chloe did and message us at 1029thewolf.com. Chloe, you hold on. We're coming right back. The second half of Second Date Update, just 3 minutes away on The Wolf.
Yeah.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, here's how it works. You're single. It's stressful to date. Rejection can be hard, and we're here to get to the truth of why two people are not getting back together for a second date.
No, nothing that would make him not want to call me. I honestly cannot think of anything.
In this case, is it anything to do with Chloe, or does Robert have another answer for us? So let's call and see why he's not returning any of Chloe's texts.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Robert, please?
Speaking.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, sorry to trouble you this morning, and please just bear with us for a second. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf, and we're calling you this morning, I know, kind of out of the blue, and it's not a sales call or anything like that, but we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we are calling you to ask you about a date that you went on a few weeks ago with a woman named Chloe. Would you be available to talk to us just for a minute this morning?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. We have to tell you
what's
that
up.
We are on the air right now, so you're on the radio. The segment is just about trying to connect her with you. Like, she reached out to us and said she had a great time with you, and you haven't gotten back to her.
Yeah, we talked with her, and she just said that you've kind of ghosted her since that first date.
I'm not going out with her again.
Okay, so can you tell us, did something happen on the date?
Well, so, I don't know, we went to go see Deadpool and Wolverine, and she completely spoiled it for me.
Oh, and she had seen it before?
In what way?
No, but I guess, well, I don't know, she said she'd like, at first I thought it was like a joke. Mm-hmm. you know, but then we saw the movie and she had ruined every surprise that happened.
Like the cameos and the Easter eggs?
Yeah. All the juicy stuff, everything, anything that I was looking forward to and that I didn't know about.
Okay.
Did you tell, were you telling her like, you know,
hey, don't tell me or I don't, yeah. You know, I want to be surprised or something.
Well, I was so shocked when she started talking that I didn't even, you know, realize that she was spoiling the whole thing. I thought it was like a joke.
And I understand, you know, when it comes to movies like Deadpool, it's not really the conclusion as much as it is the ride. The ride is so fun. And how many spoilers was she throwing at you during the movie? Just one or two or like dozens?
How many spoilers can there be in Deadpool?
She ruined a couple of cameos.
Yeah.
And I knew right from the start of the movie when one thing she said came true. And I went, now I know everything.
Okay. And listen, and no one likes somebody who spoils a movie, a Christmas, a surprise, whatever. But listen, Robert, Chloe had a great time on this first date. I know you went to dinner beforehand, before the movie. And I don't think she realizes what she did, but we've got her on the other line because we spoke to her just a few minutes ago. If we just conferenced her in so we could kind of hear her side of the story, would you be willing to maybe listen to what she has to say?
Quickly, though. Okay. She pulls another movie.
Okay. All right. Hang on.
We won't let her talk about any other movies.
All right, Robert, hold on. Right. Stay right there.
Sure.
Hey, Chloe, can you hear us?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, go ahead. You're on with Robert.
Did you hear what he said?
I did. Look, first of all, I mean, there's just no way that I spoiled anything for you. The things that I told you were literally all over the internet.
Okay, well, I purposely avoided the internet so I could go in fresh.
Oh, my God. I mean, how could you avoid the internet for days? That's just impossible.
I did. I didn't go on social media. I didn't look at reviews. Like, I was locked down. I you know what? When I went to the movie before that, I even closed my eyes during the trailer. I'm serious.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I just think that that's ridiculous. I didn't say anything that anyone didn't already know. I really think you're overreacting to this.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't think we'd get along if that's how you think.
Hey, Robert, are you like a pretty big, I don't even know, is Deadpool Marvel or like, are you like a big comic guy or what? I mean, is this really important to you, obviously?
I'm
on Robert's side here. How are you feeling about Robert's response, Chloe?
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's a little bit of an overreaction. Yeah. If he wants to let movies run his life, then he can enjoy being single.
Wow. Okay, so you're backing out now, even though you contacted us, because now hearing what Robert's reasoning for not calling you back, now you don't want to see him again.
Yeah, I mean, he could have just said something in the moment, or I don't know. I really did not think that I was sharing anything that was not, like, common sense. It was all over the internet.
Yeah, but even though it may have been revealed, but it's not like it's in a pop-up window when somebody goes on their phone or their computer, you have to search it. You'd have to search a spoiler out. So I don't think that's necessarily true, Chloe, with all respect.
I guess. I mean, I just can't imagine not going on the internet for days. And for me, it seemed like I didn't search anything out, and I just knew all those things.
And I'm on all the time, too. I'm on like 4 or 5 hours a day, and I don't know the spoilers for Deadpool. Do you, PT?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I'm not even sure who's in it other than Ryan Reynolds. I mean, but so whose idea was it to go to the movie?
It was mine.
Okay, so obviously then it's important to you and whatnot. So yeah, maybe in that case, you know, Chloe could have been a little bit more, you know, just understanding that it's like, okay, he wanted to see this movie. It was kind of important to him or whatever.
Yes or no? Yes or no, Chloe? I guess, Robert, there's going to be no second date for you.
I don't think there'll be a sequel. No.
And Chloe, you.
Nope.
All right.
Well, nope. No, for me.
Job well done, PT.
That's what
well
we done. Do here.
Right here. Thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Oh, brother.
More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.